Lavelle Singletary opened Economy Shoes on Northwest 3rd Avenue in Overtown in 1966.
You had five shoe shops over here. They all was booming.
Business was good enough that he hired someone to help. Singletary fixed shoes, and his employee did the shoe shines.
Shoe shines about 50 cents or 35 cents.
Lately, Singletary had been a one-man operation. During the workday, he greets customers outside on the sidewalk, where he sits on a fold-out chair.
These are my favorite pairs of shoes, and look what happened.
Baretha Howard pulls a pair of black Calvin Klein loafers out of a white plastic bag. The sole of the right pair is almost completely separated from the rest of the shoe.
You think you can fix this? Or is it worth fixing?
It's easy.
Singletary tells her it's an easy fix and to pick up the shoes later the same day. Howard discovered Singletary on her way to work one day.
I wanted to support a black business, and I stopped, and he did. I gave him actually these shoes right here.
She's wearing flip-flops topped with rhinestone-studded bows. Singletary wouldn't allow customers in the store anymore. His previous landlord let the building fall into disrepair, so Singletary would meet with customers on the sidewalk in front of the store. Philip Bacon's nonprofit, Urban Philanthropies, is the new owner of the building. He says the whole building has to be gutted. That's why Economy Shoes is closing.
Frankly, if you look up, even when it's dry and not raining, you can see the water buckling the ceiling. So the ceiling looks like it could actually collapse at any time.
Bacon says he's giving Singletary a payout worth about 2 years' worth of income. When the building is ready for tenants again, Bacon doesn't know if Singletary will be one of them.
We have discussed perhaps putting an open-air market and that people could come in and pick up these fresh foods and perhaps sit and have a cup of coffee in this open-air market and so forth.
The shop smells like old shoes and leather. Singletary is working on his last shoes in the store. He's holding a pair of women's black boots. The heels are worn. An industrial shoe finisher takes up most of the back wall. The sanding belts give the newly repaired heels a perfectly finished look.
I'm good at it. I'm not bragging, but I didn't come off the street to do this. I went to school for it.
Singletary served in the Army during the Korean War and used the GI Bill to take up a trade in school. Back then, he says black soldiers weren't given the same study options as white soldiers.
On the list they had, certain things they didn't give me. They had it marked in red. And that was plumbing, electricity. I remember good. The ones I could take, one I could take was cabinet making, tailoring, and shoe repair.
Sitting outside his business 2 days before closing his shop, Singletary said there's an art to what he does. It's why customers kept coming back.
Everybody come here. Police officers and all, I do their shoes. They all know me. All that's got to go now. So what can I say?
80% of his business are women, older women, bringing shoes they have had for years.
Irby McKnight is a friend of Lavelle Singletary's, and he's lived in Overtown for over 50 years. He's been watching the new development projects popping up all over the neighborhood. He says he doesn't really think these developers value small businesses, like Singletary's shoe repair shop. McKnight says he's worried about his friend, and he told him,
"You will miss sitting there, everybody walking by saying, 'Hello, Mr. Singletary, how you doing, shoe man?' You're going to miss that."
It's kind of hard, and I've been worried about it because I'm used to doing this and I'm pretty good at it and I hate leaving.
Singletary can't imagine doing anything else. All he wants to do is fix shoes. He says at 85 years old, he isn't ready to retire.
I hate to leave, but you gotta go. I have no choice.
So after almost 50 years, on Saturday, Singletary closed Economy Shoes. He wants to open up a new shop in Overtown. He's not sure if it'll happen, but in the meantime, he plans to sit outside his old shop, Shining Shoes. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.